the preseason continuing for the Calgary Hitmen. Very pleased to be joined by the coach of this team for the second installment of our weekly conversations. It is Steve Hamilton. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Glad to hear it. As I said, the preseason continues, and we are getting back to the getting to the point now in the preseason where some players are coming back from NHL camps. Most recently, Jackson Vandeleest coming back from Flames camp now back with your team. When you have a player coming back from an NHL camp, obviously you're happy he is back, but the NHL dream, at least for that portion of time, takes a bit of a backseat for that player. Well, what's the interaction like when you have a player returning from an NHL camp?
Well, I mean, with Jackson yesterday, I had a chance to reach out and give him a call. And, you know, it's, like you said, it's an opportunity that he had a chance to experience and go through and be part of. And then I think, you know, coming back, there's lots of positive takeaways from having had that experience. And for Jackson, you know, it was his first opportunity to take part in a rookie camp and then get into a game the other night. So those are all positive things for him. And, you know, if he has two or three takeaways from that camp, I'm sure he's only going to benefit. And in turn, so will we.
It's a unique situation where the NHL club is in the same city and the same building for the most part as you guys. Do they give you any just notice this kid could work on A, B, or C, or is there any communication at all with the NHL team on that?
Well, I'm sure down the road we certainly will have a chance to kind of connect with them. Their hands are full right now as ours, and that's something that probably when the dust settles for everybody here, and we'll have a chance to talk to their people and give him some feedback. I'm sure they had a chance to talk to him on their exit meeting yesterday, but we'll certainly follow up. It is unique to have that relationship and the ability to walk down the hall and connect a little bit on some of our players, so all good.
When you have players off in NHL camps, do you just put a projected roster for your team together, assuming all of them completely blow everyone away and make NHL rosters and you're not going to have any of them? How does kind of roster construction play out when you have those guys off at NHL camps and then slowly start to make their way back to the team?
Well, you do get a little bit of feedback prior to the guys going, and I think everybody sort of has a sense of where, you know, players will probably, a rough timeline, give or take. For example, Carson Folk is a recent draftee this year. This will be his first camp with the Canucks going into his 19-year-old year. I mean, he's got one option. You know, he either makes the NHL team or he comes back. And so, I mean, there's realistic expectations from everyone involved that a player like that will get some great experience and then, you know, most likely head back, you know, sometime in the foreseeable future here. And because NHL teams are in the business of putting their squads together, and if a player's not eligible for the AHL, then really it's a matter of giving them that carrot, so to speak, and an opportunity, and then get them back and up and running with their junior team.
What about the guys who you have had in camp? A couple preseason games now in the books. Neither result going the way I'm sure you would have wanted it to, although it's the preseason, you can't read a whole lot into these things. But any players standing out to you from the first couple games against the Oil Kings?
You know, the games themselves, we were much better Friday than we were Saturday. And both teams are icing pretty young lineups and similar numbers of guys away at the training camp. So the quality of play was a little rough, and for us as a staff, it was takeaways. Like, what did we want to take away from that weekend as to areas we need to sharpen up and work on? And especially with that many young faces playing, it's going to be a little bit rough. But, you know, I liked our group. I thought that, overall we did some positive things on Friday that showed we, you know, have some good pieces and good young up-and-coming players, and a lot of our older guys didn't play, so it was good to see Brandon Wynott and Graydon Seaton, two 15-year-old players, play their first games this weekend, and a lot of nerves. Obviously the pace is a lot different than what they're used to, but I thought they handled themselves just fine, and certainly a lot of the the 16-year-old guys that were in the lineup too. They, you know, they were vying for a spot on the team, so it was an important weekend. And I, you know, I thought there were some real good things to build on. Obviously, some areas we needed to tighten up.
With the preseason for the Hitmen, it's something that they've done for many years now. It's not just every preseason game at the Dome. It is quite the contrary, actually. One preseason game at the Dome coming up here on Sunday. But this week, the first WHL game at Tsuthina Nation. Well, what's that experience like for the guys in what's, again, a bit of a different atmosphere than you're going to see during the regular season?
Yeah, well, first off, wow, what an awesome facility. That was, I mean, it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful there. And it's brand new and state-of-the-art in every sense. So for our guys, it was great to play in a building like that. And they, you know, the organizing committee did just a wonderful job accommodating the game, and both teams were well taken care of. So it was excellent. I mean, only being a few minutes, you know, from the Dome itself, you know, it was fairly close and a good home game, so to speak. Crowd turnout was good. So all in all, I thought it was very successful.
Chatting with the coach of the Calgary Hitmen, Steve Hamilton, here in the Nine on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Next game for you guys, Saturday in Taber at the Taber Community Center. Do you like going to the smaller towns to have these preseason games?
I do. I think it's great exposure for the league. I think it's great exposure for the clubs involved. It certainly is. More often than not, they're very well attended. So you get a little bit of atmosphere in the game, these are not places that typically get Western Hockey League games, so it's nice to be able to reach out to the surrounding communities. You know, with Taber, it's relatively close to Medicine Hat, and an important game for them to embrace that fan group there too. So, you know, I do enjoy those. In the past, you know, played at Sylvan Lake and different things, and those are always really well attended. So looking forward to it. I think the people, the community, usually do a tremendous job embracing it.
Last one for you as we get ready for the regular season. It's a back-to-back. Does that, obviously during the regular season, you kind of just plot out who you're going to plot out, but back-to-back in the preseason, does that change how you use your lineup at all?
Well, to be totally honest with you, if we had a full lineup, we'd play a full lineup. But with all the guys that we've got gone, it's been thin. You know, practice has been thin. It's the nature of the situation that everybody is in. It's not just exclusive to us. The Oil Kings are going through it. You know, there's, several teams in our league that have anywhere between 6 and 9 players gone. So you've got to get the younger players who aren't going to be with you for the season. You have them moved on and back at school and in their midget clubs and things like that. So your numbers are pretty thin. We're going to be in that situation again this weekend, barring, anybody else returning, which with the opening of main camps this weekend at the NHL, I don't expect to see any of those other guys return. So we're not really in a situation where we're having to make any kind of lineup choices. Basically, if you're healthy, you get to play. And we'll find a combination that we can kind of rock out there for both games. And again, we need some takeaways from this weekend. We need to see some guys. There's still lots of decisions to be made. And this weekend's an important piece for a lot of players.
I'm just picturing having not a chance you would actually do this, but having the awkward conversation like, hey, just so you know, like if we could, we wouldn't be playing you at all in this game, but we're kind of stuck. So here you are on our third line.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be having that conversation in any capacity. So no, we're happy that the guys are here and healthy. And so if they are, we're going to give them lots of minutes.
And this is why you're on this side of the interview and I'm on the side that I'm on. Steve, thank you for doing this. Thanks for letting us bug you each and every week. We'll do this again next week.
Hey, my pleasure. Look forward to it.
All right. Sounds good. There you go. The coach of the Calgary Hitmen.